Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. I'm Lisa Dent. Steve Bertrand is here, Mary Van Veld, Kevin Powell. Jimmy Kimmel just tested positive for COVID, and it'll be interesting to see what happens as a result of the White House Correspondents' Dinner, because the last big dinner that they had in D.C., there seemed to be a breakout, and we'll talk about that correspondent dinner coming up at Correspondents at 3:45. There was some humor in there. NFL Hall of Famer Richard Dent, my favorite Chicago Bear of all time, because, of course, we share the same last name. He's on the phone along with his attorney, Paul Nealon. And this is a case maybe you haven't heard of, but it's got a lot of dynamics that might actually impact you and me, because someone is accusing him of something, but that person has not been identified to Richard Dent. That's kind of crazy, right? Let's say hello to attorney Paul Nealon. Paul, how are you today?
Good afternoon. Fine, thank you.
So this case has bigger implications of racism and Richard actually introducing a potential client to, well, I'll let you get into it. Let me say hi to Richard. Richard, how are you today?
Hello, Leslie. My long-lost sister, huh?
My brother from another mother. And the last time I talked to you, you mentioned Leslie, it's Lisa. But I love
Lisa,
you none the same.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Lisa,
and
Lisa,
in,
I'm sorry.
Don't even worry about it. I'm intrigued by what is happening here. So let's lay this out. You have a business, an energy business. Why don't you quickly tell us about that?
Yes, I have an energy supply business that sends power down the line. Most people, I mean, think that they're getting their power from ComEd. ComEd does deliver the power, but who you bought it from, it could have been me or 100 different suppliers like Constellation of that nature. So I got into that business back in the day because I grew up without power. I always had an idea of wondering, why our lights is not on? Why my grandfather used this coal? And I just had this thought, and I just didn't understand it. And after I got out of football, I had a chance to get into the business.
We're
talking about power supply.
Yeah, power supply.
Keep your lights on and keep your gas on. Things that you have to be on this planet. And since that time, I've been an advocate in this space, and I happened to get in the space after I got out of football.
As you know, Richard Dent, Chicago Bears, NFL Hall of Famer. So he is going to introduce some people to the people in charge of the NFL Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. And this all was an energy deal, right?
Well, that too, correct. Yes.
And
you know, I mean, when you have two people having a meeting and you're not in the meeting and they're paying you to have these kind of meetings, but this meeting, I did not take place. Now, what took place was, which I just found out today, really that, you know, they do have a power deal with the Hall of Fame, but they also have a sponsoring deal with the Village of the Hall of Fame. The Village is another part of the Hall of Fame, but the Hall of Fame itself, everybody that lives on the planet use power, okay? And it's 13 states that's available. Exelon owns 13 companies in those states. Okay, Chicago, the state of Illinois, spends in that space is $13.2 billion. I know I'm the only minority in the state of Illinois to have a license to serve a customer like this. Okay?
So I want to just read the headline here, and then we'll let your attorney jump in as well, because I think everybody needed that background. Like, why would this happen? So the headline reads, NFL Hall of Famer Richard Dent to petition Illinois Supreme Court to revisit a case where he seeks the identity of a woman who accused him of sexual misconduct. Of course, that woman is unknown to Richard. And attorney Paul Nealon, I can't even imagine that somebody can accuse you of something in a court of law and you can't defend yourself because you don't know who it is that's accusing you.
It's It's very disconcerting, to say the least. And in our view, the fundamental error that the Illinois Supreme Court made is to take a qualified privilege to report sex harassment to an employer and then extend that to another person who's not an employee, and then to extrapolate from the fact of an investigation that there was no sex harassment. In other words, when there's an allegation of sex harassment, there are really two questions. First question is, did the alleged incident or event in fact occur? And the second question is, if it did occur, does it constitute sexual harassment? So those two questions, what the Illinois Supreme Court is saying, we're not even going to let you get to the first question.
Okay. And in the question that needs to be begged is that this woman who accused him of groping her and a man accused him of public drunkenness, neither one of those resulted in any criminal charges, correct?
That is correct.
And so, Richard, you don't know who these people are.
These people does not exist.
And that made that deal. This is part of a business dealing that kind of went south, or maybe did.
Well, you know, again, you know, I grew up with a father, an abusive father, okay? And he so happened to be, our birthday is the same. I love my dad. He still lives today. But my dad was a real alcoholic, and he did things in the house that just wasn't right, okay? So, and living with your family, and I always tell people, you don't have to look outside to try to become something. I look within my family, and I got my strength from my mother. And I learned some of the things not to do that I did not appreciate. I don't appreciate being around people who drunk. If one of my buddies get drunk, I'm going to take care of him. If it's somebody drink to get drunk, I'm not hanging around with them. So for a person to accuse me of something of that nature, which I just do not even think of, I mean, because it's something that I, you know, grew up with as a kid that always just been a denial. But that same person that's supposed to have seen me, you know, drunk, also said he seen me grope this person that was 2 miles away.
Okay, so what is going to happen now, Attorney Nealon? What is going to happen where you feel that Richard will have this wrong righted?
What we're going to do is file a petition under one of the Supreme Court rules to ask them to reconsider their decision in this matter because there are issues that were misapprehended by the court, and we believe that there are facts that were overlooked.
And is this normal? I mean, is it normal that you could be, well, he's not even charged with anything, right? So, yeah, I mean, the fact that he doesn't know who is making these claims.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's something in which we believe that the way that the Supreme Court has interpreted and applied qualified privilege to sex harassment reporting is fundamentally wrong and is a denial of due process to Richard Dent.
So, Richard Dent, you said you were not drunk in public and you did not grope this woman.
This woman does not exist. So this woman doesn't exist. The part that they say that I told this woman she had to ask like a sister in Philadelphia in 16 at the Barnes Museum, which I was late flying in. When I got there, someone met me at the car, walked me to the door, and I was in there 2 minutes. I took maybe 10, 15 steps inside, and I got turned around by the CEO, Chris Crane, okay, and Anthony Anderson, who's a member of the board. He said, hey, we're going to dinner. I said, oh, well, somebody wanted me to meet him. He said, hey, we're going to dinner. So this never, I didn't spend no time, didn't get a chance to meet anybody at the party. I come in, I walk back out. And now 2 years later, you know, they say that I saw the lady, I brought Mayor Cunningham with me from North Chicago, Waukegan.
Oh, yeah, that's the mayor. I read about that. I'm telling you what, we need to do a podcast about this, or we need an hour to talk about it. But, Richard, I just wanted to get it out there because I think people will look into it. But we do have to jump over and check the news. But I wish you the best, and it's always nice to talk to the one and only football player that I share last name with.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right.
I share it with you.
Be well, and we wish you the best. Steve's got it next. It's the news on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.